It's a sudden honor to be here today. As I say every week, one of the highlights of my week is to be with you and to talk Divrei Torah. And as we all know, we're in Parshas Bahar B'chukosai, the end of Sefer Vayikra. And there's so much to do, so much to talk about. But we're going to do like we always do. We're going to ask a couple of questions. And then we're going to come out with a major yesod that we can apply to our lives in a very practical way. The Torah tells us in Perek Chaf Hei, Pasuk Aleph, Vayidaber Hashem el Moshe Bahar Sinai Lemur. Hashem spoke to Moshe on Har Sinai saying, Daber el Bnei Yisrael, speak to all the people of Bnei Yisrael, V'amart alayhem ki savo el ha'aretz, asher ani nosei lachem v'shapta ha'aretz, Shabbos la'ashem. Speak to all of Bnei Yisrael, and when you come into the land, you know you should have something called Shemitah, the seventh year. You should not be doing anything. And one of the most famous Rashis, definitely in this week's parsha, is Ma Inyan Shemitah Eitzel Har Sinai. What is the matter of Shemitah? Why does the Pasuk say Bahar Sinai Lemor? Says Rashi, V'halo kol ha-mitzvus nemor b'sinai. Were not all the commandments stated on our Sinai? Why does it specifically say Bahar Sinai? All the mitzvahs were given. Ela, says Rashi, ma shmito nemu klausel perosel didikuta b'sinai. Just like shmito, all the details were given at our Sinai. Af kulon. Question one that everyone is asking, all the Gedolei Achronim, all the Mefarshei Rashi. How did it answer the question? All the laws were given at Har Sinai. All the Diktu Sel, Bupero Sel, every precise detail was given at Har Sinai. So when Rashi says, what? Ma'inin Shemitah Eitzel Har Sinai. Why is Shemitah given next to all the mitzvahs? Why specifically Shemitah? So many mitzvahs you could say. Shabbos. Why specifically? That's question one. Question two. We speak about Yovel. And we know that Yovel, there's a different type of counting. Right now we're in the sphere of Sa'omer. We're getting close to Shavuos, as we all know. And Yovel was the counting to the 50th year. Now Yovel was interesting because the Torah tells us, Usvarta Lecha, that there was a counting on Beis Din. Question 2a, a little question, not a major question, is what's the difference of the counting? We know that we have, by our sphera, Usfartem Lachem. And the Gemara tells us in Menachos that there needs to be a sphera lekol echad ve'echad. Everyone needs to make their own personal counting. But the idea of Yovel is that there needs to be a collective unit counting up to the 50th year. All the slaves go back, all the properties go back, and there's an idea of blowing the shofar, the 50th year of Yovel. So again, what's the difference between Yovel and Sfiras HaOmer that we're counting right now, getting close to the Shavuos? And furthermore, at the end of the in Parshas Bahar, it says that the slaves go free. And the Pasuk tells us in Parakaf Hei, Pasuk Nun Hei, Kili b'nei Yisrael avadim, avadahim asher hatsiya sam me'eretz Mitzrayim, ani Hashem Elokeichem. For the children of Klal Yisrael, you're slaves to me. Now it's very interesting, because on the one hand, we know that for someone to be called a slave, like, what are you, you think I'm a slave to you? What? Or like when a parent gets upset, what, you think I'm your maid? A slave is usually a derogatory statement. And over here, we were referred to as avadim. Furthermore, in Devarim, it says that we're banim, that we're children of God. So which one is it? Are we slaves to God, which seemingly is a derogatory connotation? We have to understand what slaves mean. Or are we banim? Maybe we're both. But what's that all about? Question two. Question three. In the beginning of Parshas Bechukosai, we gotta, it's Bahar Bechukosai, we gotta give equal time to both. It says, Perechavav Pasuk Gimel, in Mechuchosai Telechu Vet Mitzosai Tishmor Vasisem Osam. So funny. Every single one of the first Rashis almost in every Parsha is juiced. Every Rashi is juiced. But everyone talks about the first Rashis usually. So what does Rashi tell us? Very famous Rashi. It's very fascinating that the Or HaChaim HaKadosh has 42 pshatim on this Rashi. 42. We're not going to do all that. I don't want to get everyone right. I don't want it to be a 4.5 hour shiur. But we're going to try to intertwine some of his pshatim. But Rashi says a very famous pshat, and we need a beer. It says Rashi, in B'kulchosa Teilechu, Yachol Zekiyam HaMitzvahs. One might be able to think that it's referring to fulfilling the mitzvahs. Kishehu Omer Tishmor Vasisim Osam. But what do you mean? It says that you should observe my commandments, and you should do them. Hare Kiyam HaMitzvahs Omar. See, we're talking about Kiyam HaMitzvahs. So that can't be what it's talking about, says Rashi. Mani Mekayim. So what do I understand in B'chulosai Teilechu? Says Rashi, Shetehei Amelim B'Torah. That you should be Amel, that you should toil and labor in the Torah. Now, toiling in the Torah, what's that all about? What's this Amelus? What does it mean you should toil in the Torah? What does that mean? Furthermore, we've spoken about last year in a very famous Chafetz Chaim. Whenever someone makes a siyum, they always quote this Chafetz Chaim. It's a Gemara in Brachos, right? All the papas, everyone loves the papas. And we know that what do you say at the end of a siyum? We should all be zeichet to a lot of siyums. Shas, tidy, right? So what do we say? Anu amelim v'mekabel schar. We toil and we get schar. V'heim amelim v'eina mekabel schar. And they toil, the goyim, and they don't get schar. Come on. There are a lot of people that are doing pretty well. I know the economy has been hit a lot. Corona has taken a hit to everyone. But still, there are some people that are really doing well. And there are a lot of goyim that are doing well. So what do you mean? Anu amelim v'mekabel schar. We toil and we get reward. V'heim amel, they toil also, and they don't get reward. Esra chavetz chaim. Come on. Come on, I don't have to throw out names, right? But, you know, Warren Buffett probably makes more money in like a minute than I make. They say that to get a meeting in for a half hour costs between $500,000 to $1 million. That's a lot of money, right? For a half hour, you know, I don't know what he's saying. Maybe some pearls of wisdom, I don't know. But that's a lot of money for a half hour. So he's Amel, and he's getting schar. So what's going on here? So again, let's just review, make sure we got it clear, because clarity is the name of the game. For Torah, question one, the famous question is Ma'in in Shemitah Eitzel Har Sinai. Why specifically the Torah opens up with Shemitah and it says in the Pasuk Bahar Sinai? Why specifically? So Rashi says the details, all the details were given at Har Sinai. That's question one. Question two, in pertaining to Yovel, you know, we count to the 50th year and then all the slaves go free and all the different properties go free. And you blow the shofar, but the counting's different. That counting is Sfarta Lecha, Bezdin is counting, and we're in Sfirat HaOmer, Usfarta Machem, Lekol Echad Ve'Echad. And furthermore, in the Torah, by us, it's referred to as Avadin. We're referred to as slaves. Slaves is a derogatory statement, usually. In Devarim, it's called Bon. So, which one are we? Are we slaves to Hashem? Are we sons to Hashem? And last question is, in B'Kolchosai Telechu, what does Amelis have to do with anything, and the Chavetz Chaim. So let us try to build the Yisod, and we might have spoken about this Yisod, and again, the Yisodos are foundation points that we bring into our lives, because we're here on this world, we're in this world for a reason, the Rebbeinu Shalom put every single one of us in this world for a reason, and we are here to serve the Rebbeinu Shalom, which we'll talk about what that means, but we're on a mission. And every person has a different mission. Everyone has different natures and different relationships and different trials and tribulations and different tests. But we're all here to work on ourselves, to get close to the Rebbeinu Shel. Now, one of the key things in life is getting out of our comfort zone. A lot of times, again, we have different natures and different tevas, and we get used to certain things, But and it's hard to get out of the comfort zone. You know, at my Shabbos table, when we used to have guests before Corona, so we go around the table, and you know, everyone tells their name and they introduce themselves, and they say either a Siyata Dishmaya story, a story that you saw Hashem's hand, or a Mavater that they wanted to do something and they were able to overcome it, which we'll talk about. And one of my daughters is quiet in nature. She doesn't like that. She doesn't like talking out loud. She's more of like an introvert, seeming more similar to my wife than me. And one time I remember when she was very little, she's like, Tati, I want to do it. And everyone's looking like me and my kids know she's very quiet. And it was hard for her. And she wanted to say her name. She was little. And after she did it, I'm telling you, she felt like, or it looked like, but she told me that she was so proud of herself because it was hard for her and she went for it. Another one of my children, right? Again, everyone has different natures. We used to go on the bus, before Corona, the whole world has changed because of Corona. But you have to go and pay, take your it's like a Robcop, it's called like a credit card, and you go to the bus. Now it's a little scary, you gotta go and dodge the people, you gotta make sure they don't yell at you, any no people yell at you, that you're stepping on their toes. And whatever, I remember one time I had a bag and I walked by and I hit some, whatever. I didn't mean to, I wasn't trying to hit anyone. And he's like, what are you doing? I'm like, oh my God, I'm so sorry. Okay, whatever, that's, yeah. So my daughter, she was nervous. You know, it's scary taking the car and paying. It's like, I'm a big girl now. However, she heard me talk about this, how you have to get out of your comfort zone. And she said, Tati, I want to get out of my comfort zone. And she took the card, and she went and she paid. She came back and said, Tati, I'm so happy that I was able to come out of my comfort zone. Amazing. So, what does it have to do? Because we're in this world for amelus. We're in this world for toiling. We're in this world not just for results. Yes, results are important, and we all want to get great results. We do. We all want to get great results. However, we're in this world to put the pushing and the perseverance and to just keep on trying. And even if you don't get it on your first try, just to keep on going. You know, Thomas Edison, if you would ask him how many times he tried to get that light bulb, you know, some people are strong. Maybe after 30 times they might give up, you know, trying to figure out how to get it all together. But he just didn't give up. Thousands of times, they say, different materials, working it out, the electricity and getting it all together, and that takes perseverance. So amelus is about pushing yourself. Amelus is about getting out of your comfort zone. And amelus is so important because if a person doesn't keep on trying, and again, sometimes we fall and we get up. Remember last year in my Shiur, I created a song, and I'll tell you why it's so funny. Because my son just turned 2. Last year when I was talking about this, my son was 1 and he was at the stage of falling and getting up. Falling and getting up, like a little child. They fall and they get up. They fall and they get up. You know, when a person, Chas v'Shalom, has an accident and he has to go into rehabilitation and he has to learn how to walk, when he's older, you know how hard it is? Because he falls and he gets up, but it's hard. What do you mean? I always walk before. What is this? And it takes longer. But a child, they get up, they fall and they get up. And I created a whole song. I don't know if anyone remembers. Again, I'm on the recording. But I created a whole song. And my son, who's 2, sings it now. It's the cutest thing. He says, fall, get up, fall, get up. And the song went like this. Talking about, because someone is on a diet, again, with Corona, you're stuck at home, so it's not so easy to, again, maybe you could walk a little, it's not so easy to exercise. You know, people are probably getting a lot of weight. But with exercising, anything like, I actually had a different version of the song also I created, is that how much weight did I lose in a second? How much weight did I lose in a second? How much weight did I lose in a minute? How much weight did I lose in an hour? 21 kilo a day. You fall, you get up. You fall, you get up. You fall, you get up. Rome wasn't built in a day. Okay, everyone, take my song and make it big. Put me on. Remember, you heard it from me once. But Rome wasn't built in a day. It didn't take one day to build Rome. Because when a person wants to grow, it takes perseverance. Right? Some people in our diets every day, they go to the scale and they're like, oh, how much weight did I lose? How much weight did I lose? No, it takes time. It takes time. Why 21 kilo? I don't know. Just rhyme with this song. 21 kilo a day. 42 pounds a day. Ah, you know, you're not going to lose 42 pounds a day. Even if you starve yourself, you're not going to lose 42 pounds a day. But you fall and you get up. Amelus represents the idea, such an important idea. We're going to connect it back to the other questions in a second. But you fall and you get up. You fall and you get up. I created a new song. Because since Sima Shas, and everyone's still staggering away, Baruch Hashem, I'm still going strong. My father, watching him do Sima Shas, finishing Shas a couple times. My father, Rabbi Schwartz, also finishing Shas. Mama staggering the Torah, Baruch Hashem, had an impression on me. I always want to do it, and I fall and I get up, I fall and I get up. And Shas, where does a person starting brachas? Now we're in Shabbos, in the middle of Shabbos. So what does a person say? Oh, I'm going to finish Shas. I'm going to finish Shas in a year. I'm going to finish Shas in a day. I'll go day for a year. But come on. It's a process. It's not easy. It's amelus. It's falling and getting up. Falling and getting up. I understand the daf a little better today. And then the next day, I don't get it so well. But I keep on going. I fall and get up. How many daf did I learn in a second? How many daf did I learn in a minute? How many daf did I learn in an hour? 21 daf a day. That's a lot of daf. You'll finish us, I think, 4 months. Go for it. But it's a lot of daf. Who does 21 daf? But again, it's a process. It's a process. That's what Amelus comes along the great Chafetz Chaim. And the great Chafetz Chaim says, Anu Amelim Makabel Schar. We toil and we get Schar. Vehem Amelim Ve'en Makabel Schar. You know why, says the Chafetz Chaim? Because the Goyim represent one idea. The idea is results. What did I come out with at the end of the day? And again, we want results also. We're not here to say we don't want results. But what's the Iker? What's the main? It's the Kavana. You know why? Because only Hashem knows what our Kavana is. How much effort do I put in? Real effort. Only you know that. How much really am I pushing myself? That's what it's all about. Anu Amelim, we push because it's all about the heart. It's all about the lev. Where is my heart? Because God decides what happens. You could have two people, the same exact situations, the same exact degrees, the same exact everything the same, and still one person is matzliach and one person might not be so matzliach. What's the idea? We don't understand everything, but it's the idea of how much lev do you put into it. That's what Rashi is saying here. Anu amelim. Amelim. Bechukosai telechu. Why the chukosai telecho loshin chakika? What's chakika mean? Chakika means engraved. When you have your tefillin, right? The Gemara's talk about it in Maseches Gittin and Maseches Brachos and Maseches Shabbos. You have this idea of chakika. What does chakika mean? Engraving. It's not just enough to writing. When you write something on a piece of paper, the ink's there, and the paper is there also, and the ink's on top of the paper. But chakika, when you engrave something, it becomes part of the paper. That's what we're saying. Bechukosai telechu. How can I be bechukosai? How can I make a chakika? How can I make an engravement? Amelus. I push. And everyone has different tevas, as we started before, because now we're going to bring it back to Shemitah. And everyone has difficulties, and everyone has strengths, and everyone has weaknesses. Because if everyone had strengths, then why are we in this world? We're in this world to do Tikkun HaMidos. We're in this world to get close to the Ribbono Shel Olam. Ma inyan shmita eitzel har Sinai? Why is shmita? Why specifically shmita? What's shmita about? So last year, look on Y Torah if anyone cares. I spoke about ma inyan shmita eitzel har Sinai. Again, everyone's talking a different answer. You could come up with your own answers. That's the beauty of Torah. Why specifically shmita? So I spoke about how shmita represents about society. That on the one hand, you have the capitalist society. Capitalist society is that you produce. But the problem with the capitalist society is that a lot of times people that are not wealthy or don't come into fortunate families or economic situations, it's harder for them to get wealthy. So the capitalist society is difficult for them. People that have money, it's a little easier. You have money, you try to invest it, you try to do different things with it. There's more of an opportunity. That's a capitalist. So there's pluses and there's minuses. The communist, the socialist, is that everyone's equal. So for the people that can't make it, that's great. And for the people that could do more, and we know communist society didn't work out, and we don't really believe in the communist society so much. Everyone has individual greatness about them. But what is that benefit? That benefits everyone together, the people that are weaker, that don't have so much opportunity, they all come together and they're equal. So Shmita represents these two ideas coming together. You have 6 years, you work. There's a capitalist society. You work as hard as you can. For the seventh year, you take a step back and you realize that everything's coming from the Ribono Shel Olam. Like, that's what we're doing in life, right? And some hishtadlus, we do what we can. We work hard, amelus, put our lave into it, amelus. And then after, we take a step back and we say, wow, the Ribono Shel Olam. I heard a different answer. Similar, but different. It was very interesting because I heard a shir and he quoted a medrash and I didn't know where the medrash was. And then I open up Rav Asher Weiss's sefer, beautiful Rav Asher Weiss on Chumash. And I look up Parshas Bahar and the exact medrash. Unbelievable. It says in Pasuk Tehillim, Kof Gimel Pasuk Ha, Baruch Hu Hashem Malacha, Giburei, Koach Oseh Devaro, Lishmoa Bekol Devaro. Blessed Hashem, His angels, the strong warriors, who do his biding to obey the voice of his word. The Medrash is picking up on Giborei Koach. Says the Medrash, who is mighty? Who is a Giborei Koach? Is it someone that does a mitzvah for once a day? Is it someone that does a mitzvah a week or a month? You know what Giborei Koach is, says the Medrash? Giborei Koach is someone that does a mitzvah for a whole year. Imagine working your land 6 years, putting all of your effort into it, doing everything you can, which is emunah, right? The Gemara tells us in Shabbos, Daf Lamed Aleph, quoting the Pasuk, V'yemunas itecha, Pasuk from Yeshaya, I think Lamed Gimel, Pasuk Vav, V'yemunas itecha, and the Gemara tells us in Shabbos, Lamed Aleph, Lamed Aleph, emunas itecha is Zra'im. Why Zra'im? Because emuna itecha, you put in the little seed, you got to work hard, but it's coming out from the Ribono Shel Olam. Emuna itecha. But imagine you put 6 years hard work, toil, with the help of God it grows, and then the seventh year, you take a step back. That's hard. That's very difficult. Says the Medrash, that is Giburei Koach. O Gibor, O Sed Devaro, I listen to the Ribono Shel Olam's words, Lishmoa. Because I want that relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Mishnah tells us in Pirkei Avos, very fascinating Mishnah, which we all know, in Perek Dalet, Mishnah Aleph, Ben Zoma, beautiful Ben Zoma. I remember always hearing from my grandfather, Reb Bamzer, Ovo Shalom. He says, beautiful. Why, when in the Pesach Seder, we're passing like Ben Zoma, he's going as Chachamim. Because this Mishnah, Ezehu Chacham, who's a smart person? Halomeid Mikol Adam. Someone who learns from everyone. Shenemar Mikol Milamde Hiskalti. Why? Someone, because I learned, I grew wise from everyone. Why? I said to my grandfather, why are we learning? Ben Zola, because he's like everyone. Because Ezehu Chacham is Halomeid Mikol Adam. And then the Mishnah goes further. Ezehu Gibor, who's a strong person? HaKoivish Es Yitzro. Someone who overpowers his Yetzahara. Shenemar Tov Erech Apayim Migibor Umishokel Brocho Milokei ear. I'll read it in English. As it says in Mishlei, Tazayin Lamed Beis, he who is slow to anger is better than a strong man, and the master of his passion is better than a conqueror of a city. Says the great Rav Avadya Bar Tanura, Tov Erech Apayim Migibor, great is the patience that comes from might. Says the Bar Tanura, there's a person that could have patience. He could be a more patient person. And that's his teva. That's great. But you know who is a gibor? Someone tov erech apayim mi gibor. Maybe his natural inclination is not to be so patient. And nevertheless, he stops. And your kid does something crazy or someone does something crazy to you. And you take a step back. And you say, okay, it's not such a big deal. Says about Tanura, that is greater, that's cut, and that's hard. That takes on melis. Why Shemitah? Ma'inyan Shemitah Eitzel Har Sinai? Because Shemitah represents the idea of being Kaivesh Yer Yetzer. 6 years is my land. I can't 7 years, 1 year, a whole year not to do it. No. To show the relationship with the Ribbono Shel Olam. Realizing that, and again, it's not easy. Ezehu gibor ha-kaivesh et yetzero. When a person conquers his yetzer hara. What's the difference between an av and a ben? An av and a ben. We're called in this week's parasha avodim. We're avodim to Hashem. The Gemara tells us in Kiddushin that our ear, we bore our ear because ozen sheshomas. We heard, right? We learn out the halachas from an eved. We're an eved. We're an eved to Hashem. But at the same time, we're also bonim to Hashem. A very fascinating Gemara. There's a Gemara found in Baba Basra and Daf Yud. Torna Rufus HaRasha has an interesting conversation with Rabbi Akiva. And he turns to Rabbi Akiva and he says, I don't get it. How come you give staka? Rabbi Akiva says, what do you mean? Why do we give staka? We want to help people. He said, yeah, but if God made him poor, so then what gives you the right to go and do what you and give him money? He was destined to be poor. And he quotes a story. Torah Surfer says to Akiva, look, in Yudamanal, long, long discussion. And I think it's Rabbi Akiva Lishitaso. And he turns and he says, it says Avodim, imagine. The master tells a slave he can't have certain foods, and then you go and give the slave food? What kind of chutzpah are you? What are you doing? You can't do that. You'll get punished. You're an eved. And then Rabbi Akiva turns to Tornas Rufus HaRasha and says, but we're also bonim. If a father did something, and sometimes, you know, we lose control, and then a person helped, and the father realized, oh, he's my son. I'll do everything for him. Says Rabbi Akiva, we're also banim to Hashem. Banim to Hashem means is that we do whatever we can for the children. We have an ability to be mitaken, that the Ribbono Shel Olam says, I'm going to put a certain situation into the world, and now you be mitaken it. This person is poor, but you have more money than them. Go help them. Give them a job. Give them something that they can do. But help them. They're your children. They're your banim. It's like bris milah. Hashem could have created us perfect. He didn't do that. Why not, says the Chinuch? Because he wanted us to be metakein. He wanted us to go. Again, the level of ishtadlus, the idea of doing. And it's not easy. But we're banim to Hashem, says Rabbi Akiva. We're in heaven. And we're also children to Hashem. And they have different roles. In Eved, again, it's not slavery per se. If a person views the mitzvahs in the Torah as a slave, there's going to be problems. Or Moshe Feinstein, famous, that if a parent does not enjoy the Torah and he doesn't make the mitzvahs real, it's not going to be good for his family. It's not going to be good for him, and it's not going to be good because the kids see everything. The family see everything. It's an idea, an ava, says the Gemara in Shabbos Peches, an ava, an avdus me ava. That I'm doing it to build a relationship. It's not a forced avdus. It's an avdus because I want the relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So I'm an eved, but I'm also a ben. You know what the amazing thing about Evid? And Evid will do what he's told, and he has to do something. He will do it. That he's an Evid. He's a servant. This is what his job is. But a Ben, sometimes children don't want to do something. You think you can tell me what to do? I'm your slave. So there is an idea of being a slave and doing it. But you know what something might, again, not better. It's a different the relationship. A Ben, he might not want to do it, but when God does it, he wants to do it with his heart. So we want both. We want to be an Evet Hashem. We want to be just serve Hashem, obviously in the Ava. But then we do it as a Ben. An Evet, he's going to do exactly what he has to do. And he'll put the hours in. But his 9-to-5, once the job is done, he doesn't want it anymore. I did my job, I'm done. Click, put my card in, I'm done. But a Ben always goes the extra mile. If you're ever trying to create a company, obviously you want people being like, avod them in a way that they're going to get their job and do it, but you want them to be bonim, putting more effort in. It's not just a job. I want to make it a hakiko. I want to make it real. So you want that duality. But a Ben always goes that extra mile. So maybe we'll start from Abdus, but it will lead to becoming a Ben. I heard beautiful that we want both. We want to be an Eved. I heard this from one of my Rebbeim, Grandison Sachs, or Shiva Landers, that we want to be an Eved Hashem, but we also want to be Banim. An Eved Hashem, we realize that Hashem has given us and He's putting us in different situations. We're Avodim, but we also, for others, we want to be a Ben. We want to do whatever we can to help them. I once heard a great story from Moshe Weinberger. Moshe Weinberger tells, he said, I heard the story a couple times from him, is that there was a poetry contest, and the person gets up, and there's eloquent English, Mizmor LeDavid, Hashem Roi, God is my shepherd, and he gets all into it, and very poetic and beautiful, and afterwards, people clap, and it's pretty good. And then an old man in the room says, can I read the poetry? And he gets up to the front of the room, and he starts reading it in his Yiddish, and his broken Yiddish, and his broken English. Hashem is my shepherd, and the whole place is bawling, the whole place is crying. And then afterwards, the young man comes to the older man, and he says, I don't get it, we read the same thing. How come they were crying from you, and they weren't crying from me? And he turned to him and he said, because I know the shepherd. I wasn't just reading about the shepherd. I know the shepherd. And that's our tachlis. Our tachlis, our purpose, is to know the shepherd. Is to be that child. To be the ben of the Rabbonim. And it's not easy. It's a melis. It takes a lot of work, a lot of perseverance, because we're emotional people. And we have ups and we have downs. We fall and we get up. We fall and we get up. And Rome wasn't built in a day. But the more a person puts into it, what's the difference between Omer, the counting, as we spoke about last week, going up. Usually you count down, and every day is a new day. What's the difference? And the idea of Yovel. Yovel is a collective unit, the community. That's Bezdin. But when we're in the sphere, Pri Chodesh says that you can't be Yotze, again, it's not halacha shir, but you can't be Yotze with someone else. You have to do your own. You have to do your own counting. Why? Because we're all in this avoda. We're all every day. The Baal HaMusar say that every day, 49 days to the 50th to Shavuos, 48 ways, says the Mishnah Perek Avos, to be kind in the Torah. Every day is this working on ourselves. And again, it doesn't happen overnight. It's the idea of working on ourselves. And the more a person works on themselves, on their tikkun midos, and everyone is different. Obviously, strengthen what you're good at, but something that you're weak at, and you can't change everything. Something that you're weak at, take it. A small little thing. If a person's quick to anger, one time, don't get angry in a day. Everyone can think of their own idea how they could build themselves. And the more you build yourself, like we spoke about last week, the more you build yourself, then it will be a domino effect. The more you build yourself, it will have a hashpah on your wife and your children. Baruch Hashem, I was raised from parents that gave this to their children, their love. Coming from their parents, we spoke about the beautiful relationship of my Bobby and my Zaidi, and also for my grandma and grandpa. They had this beautiful love, this bond of coming together, and this love of doing it together as a team. But the more a person works on himself and betters himself, the more he's going to be able to affect others. And that's the idea. We go Bahar, Mayin and Shemitah Leitzar Sinai. That Shemitah is difficult. Again, you see the Emun in Hashem taking a step back, but it's hard. 6 years in the seventh year, a whole year not working. It's hard, but a more person pushes and he makes it real. What's a slave? We do a slave me'ava. So again, we want to just do it, but at the same time, we want to be like a ben, because a ben always goes the extra mile. We want to do it, be an Evan me'ava and a love, but then we become a ben because we want to just keep on going like a child that loves his parents, because we all bets and love our parents. They just want to keep on doing more and more. Bechukosai telechu, not just do the mitzvos, bechakika, to make it part of you. And we know the shepherd, we know the Rabbon Hashem, we know he's here for us. We just got to keep on going. We might fall, we might get up. We might fall, we're going to get up. Rabbi Akiva, why was that fight with Rabbi Akiva? Because Rabbi Akiva, even after losing 24,000 students, he said, I'm not going to give up. And the Gemara says in Sanhedrin, he had 5 more students, one of them Shimon bar Yochai, because he said, I'm picking myself up. Even though I fell, I lost my everything, 24,000 students, my yeshiva, I'm not going to fall. And look what comes out of Rabbi Akiva. We all could push. We all could do a little more. Be'ez Hashem, let's have an amazing Achazak, Chazak, Venit Chazek, finishing Sefer Vayikra, starting off with the Karbonis, and now coming, becoming Boning LaHashem, becoming children to the Ribbono Shel Olam, because he loves us so much. Now we just have to do our job and just keep on pushing. Let us just keep on getting closer and closer. Everyone should have an amazing Shabbos. Have a great Shabbos.